我想弟兄姊妹现在应该都很清楚。
I think it, brothers and sisters would be clear by now.
我这一次在主面前的负担。
The burden I have this time.
我们是从以西结书来看在意象控制下的侍奉。
It's looking from the book of Ezekiel, the service under the control of the vision.
我想在我们进入最后一堂信息之前
I think before we enter into the last message
我们还是先读一处圣经
We'll first read one place in the scripture
请看以西结书
Please turn to Ezekiel
第36章
Chapter 36
第26节和27节
Verses 26 and 27
我也要赐给你们一个新心将心灵放在你们里面又从你们的肉体中除掉石心赐给你们肉心我必将我的灵放在你们里面使你们顺从我的律例谨守遵行我的典章
Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 26 A new heart also will I give you and a new spirit will I put within you and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh and I will give you a heart of flesh and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and ye shall keep my judgments and do them
我们在头一天已经和弟兄姊妹讲到
I have shared with brothers and sisters on the very first day
侍奉是一个神圣的思想
To serve is a holy thought
因为神有一个荣耀的旨意
Because God has a glorious will
他要借着一般侍奉的人和他一同来完成他的旨意
Through a group of people who would serve, he will accomplish his will.
所以侍奉是非常大的一件事情。
So to serve is an important, a major, significant matter.
也是非常的重要。
It's also very important.
所以神希望他所拣选的人，个个都能成为侍奉的人。
So God wants everyone to be men of service.
神在旧约的时代
In the Old Testament time,
神已经借着各样不同的人从各方各面来解释他心中的这个意愿
God has used all different people different kind of people from different ways to explain what he wants for this man of service
我们能看见
We can see
以西结按照神的旨意
Ezekiel according to the will of God
把一个侍奉的人把他完全的展现出来
He has completely and perfectly displayed this man of service
他是在旧约圣经里面
In the Old Testament
可以说是侍奉神的人一个最标准的榜样
We can say that he is the most perfect example for the man of service
他身上有三个重要的特点
There are three important characteristics upon him
这是神在原初在创世以前神定规一个侍奉人的时候所要的一些的重要的原则
That is before the foundations of the world God has already have this person this perfect man who God wants for his service
第一个神要叫他站在人子的地位上
Firstly God wants him to stand on the position of the son of man
我们说过这个人子代表神原初心意中所要的那个人
We know that we said that the son of man represents the perfect man that God wants in his original plan
就这个人不仅是一个人他也具有神的性情
That is this man not only is a man he also has the nature of God
所以神借着以西结来说明这件事情
So God explained this through the man of Ezekiel
然后我们看见第二件重要的事
So we see the second important thing
以西结有一个非常完整的意象
Ezekiel has this very complete vision
他对神的旨意有一个全面的看见
He has a full view of God's will
在以西结书里面记载三个重要的意象
And Ezekiel it recorded three important visions
前面两个说明他认识那个生命的荣耀和他的那个
And the first two talks about the glory of this life and its power.
然后第三个意象，他看见神完全旨意的一个彰显。
The third vision talks about a manifestation, a complete manifestation of God's will. That is that city.
那第三个 重要的特点。
So the third most important feature.
我们把全部以西结书读完之后，
After we read the whole book of Ezekiel,
我们会看见以西结是一个随灵而行的人。
We can see this Ezekiel, this man is the one who follows the Spirit of God.
在以西结书里面，
In the book of Ezekiel,
有一个词出现过七次。
There is a term which has appeared seven times.
这个词呢叫做耶和华的灵。
This term is the Spirit of the Lord God.
那么在原文的意思里面就是耶和华的手。
And the original text is the hand of the Lord.
这个词出现过七次。
This term has appeared seven times.
我们看见神的仆人，他不仅站在一个人子的地位上。
We see the servant of man, not only he stands on the position of the
Son of man. 他不仅里面完全清楚神的旨意。
Not only within him, he completely understands the will of God.
他乃是借着神的灵的带领进入实际。
He, through the guidance of the Spirit, he enters into that reality.
我们的Mac 弟兄从一开头就告诉我们，基督徒需要进入实际。
Our brother Mac has talked, shared with us from the beginning that as Christians we need to enter into that reality.
今天我们如何进入实际呢？
Today, how do we enter into that reality?
以西结告诉我们，
Ezekiel tells us,
是神的灵把他带到实际的里面。
It's the Spirit of God who has brought him into it.
所以我们可以看见，在以西结的身上，虽然是个预表，却是一个完全的代表。
So upon Ezekiel, although it's a type, it's a complete representation.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
当耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上的时候，
When the Lord Jesus Christ came to the word became flesh on the earth.
他就按照神的旨意，
It's according to God's will.
把以西结身上所有这些原则把它带到实际的光景里面。
He has brought all the principle that's shown upon Ezekiel enter into the reality.
所以主到地上来说，他一直讲他自己是人子。
So when the Lord came to the earth, he kept saying that he was the Son of God.
你看在马太福音第十六章，
We know that in the chapter 16 of
Matthew, 他们在该撒利亚腓立比的境内，
They were in Caesarea in the realm of Philippi.
主问门徒们说：“人说我人子是谁？”
The Lord asked the disciples that who would men say I am?
啊，有的人就说他好像是以利亚。
And some people say that he's the Elijah.
有人说他很像耶利米。
And some people say that he's like Jeremiah.
因为的确在主耶稣的身上呢，看见这些先知们的特性。
Because of course they saw these characteristics of these prophets upon the Lord.
下面他说或是先知中的一位。
And they said maybe he is one of the prophets.
很多人在猜这个一位是谁。
There's a lot of people guessing who he was.
我想应该是以西结。
I think maybe he's Ezekiel.
因为在旧约圣经里面，只有以西结被称作人子。
Because only in the Old Testament, Ezekiel is the only one being called the Son of Man.
那么主耶稣一直讲他自己是人子。
And yet the Lord Jesus keeps saying that he is the Son of Man.
当然这是一个猜测。
Of course, this is a guess.
有这个可能性。
There's this possibility.
但是的确，主耶稣基督来了。把以西结所预表那个人子带到实际的情况里面。
So of course, when Jesus Christ came, he had brought this type of Ezekiel into the reality.
他是那个真的人子。
He is that real Son of Man.
那么当然，主耶稣作为一个神的仆人。
So as Jesus as the servant of God.
他不需要异象。
He doesn't need the vision.
因为他本身就是异象。
Because he is that vision.
神的异象就是神的儿子。
God's vision is the Son of God.
但是我们会看见主耶稣在地上一切的侍奉都是按照神的旨意行的。
We know that all the service of the Lord Jesus when he was on earth is doing according to God's will.
他最大的一个负担就是建造神的家。
His greatest burden is to build the house of God.
他最大的负担就是建造他自己的身体。
His greatest burden is to build his own body.
而我们知道旧约的那一座城，
And we know that that city in the Old Testament, that is the house of God.
就是基督的身体。
That is the body of Christ.
所以我们的主来到地上，他最大的负担就是这件事情。
So our Lord, when he came to this earth, that's his greatest burden.
然后我们看见主耶稣在地上的一生从头到尾都是圣灵的引导。
We know that on earth, when Jesus, the whole life of his on earth was under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣不仅是圣灵使玛利亚怀孕出生的。
Not only Jesus was born from Mary by Holy Spirit.
那么他受浸的时候，我们看见圣灵降在他的身上，像鸽子一样。
When he was baptized with sea, the Holy Spirit descended upon him like the dove.
然后是圣灵催促他到旷野里面接受撒旦的试探。
And the Holy Spirit prompted him to go to the wilderness to accept the temptation from Satan.
主耶稣说话凭着膏油。
When the Lord Jesus spoke, it was by the anointment.
行事凭着膏油。
And he was acting by the anointment.
所以圣经讲说神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。
So the Bible says that God has given him the Spirit without a limitation.
所以只有主耶稣基督站在人的地位上跟圣灵有一个完全的配合。
So when Jesus was standing in the position of man, he has a complete union with the Spirit.
所以我们可以看见是以西结把以西结用预表把神要侍奉的那个人的光景先把它表现出来。
So Ezekiel has foretold the situation of how the man of service would serve.
而是主耶稣基督把它带到实际的情况里。
And it's the Lord Jesus has brought it into the truth, into the reality.
所以最后当主钉在十字架上的时候。
So finally, when our Lord was crucified on the cross,
还说成了。
He said it is finished.
就是神在他身上所定规的旨意全部完成。
That is the will that God has for him has completely finished.
然后他从死里复活升天。
Then he rose from the dead and he ascended into heaven.
神就差遣圣灵从天而降。
And God has sent the Holy Spirit from heaven down.
圣灵来到地上。
When the Holy Spirit came to the earth.
非常大的任务。
He has a great mission.
就是要把你我这些人。
That is for you and me.
带到基督所完成的一切情况里。
That he will bring us into all the work that Christ has accomplished.
要把我们建造成为一个侍奉的人。
So that we can be built together as the man of service.
圣灵重生我们。
So the Holy Spirit reborn us.
因此我们里面开始有了神的生命。
So from then on we have the life of God.
我们就站在人子的地位上。
And then we stand in the position of the Son of Man.
今天我们也需要圣灵在我们里面做开启的工作。
Today we need the Holy Spirit to do the work of opening up.
让我们能够看见异象。
So that we can see that vision.
我们能看见神那个荣耀的心意。
So that we can see that glorious will of God.
并且呢，我们侍奉应当按照神的意象而行。
Also, when we serve, we need to serve according to the vision of God.
这是今天在侍奉上非常重要的经历。
This is a very important experience upon our service.
圣灵不仅在我们里面能开启我们。
Not only the Holy Spirit can reveal within us.
圣灵也在我们身上做引导的工作。
He's also doing the work of guidance upon us.
保罗在加拉太书第五章里面告诉我们。
Galatians chapter 5, Paul tells us.
我们既然从圣灵得生。
Since we are born of the Holy Spirit,
就应当随圣灵行事。
We should do according to the work according to the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们可以看见以西结所代表侍奉人的这些原则。
So we see the principles of the man that represented by Ezekiel.
在基督身上成为实际。
That it became reality upon Christ.
但是在你我的身上要成为一个完全的表现。
But upon you and me, it should be a complete manifestation.
所以我们弟兄姊妹们常常说圣灵要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
So we often say that the Holy Spirit will mold us and form us into the image of the Son of God.
早晨我们的弟兄祷告得很好。
This morning our brother had prayed a good prayer.
我们不仅是磨成他的形象。
Not only we conform to his image.
他如何我们也要如何。
However he is, we shall be also.
这是圣经中的大话。
These are big words, great words of the Bible. 这是神
在我们身上做的我们难以想象的一个大的工作。
This is something that's beyond our imagination that God is going to do upon us.
我们难以想象我们所蒙到的恩典。
It's hard for us to imagine this has such a great grace that God has given us.
所以今天我们在地上。
So today we're on earth.
我们要顺从圣灵的带领。
We need to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
要进入这个实际。
To enter into the reality.
要竭力的往前。
And to strive forward.
我们也知道在我们今生在地上的日子我们不可能达到完全。
We know that this life that we have, we still have on earth, we cannot reach
perfection. 但是神有一天要叫我们达到完全。
But yet God wants us to go there.
所以约翰告诉我们。
So John tells us.
他若显现。
If he appears.
我们就都要像他。
We will be like him.
哇，弟兄姊妹，何等荣耀的盼望。
Brothers and sisters, what a hope of glory.
我们看见了吗？
Have we seen it?
我们认识了吗？
Do we understand this?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是神在他荣耀的旨意里面。
This is God's glorious will.
一个完全的计划。
A complete plan.
今天我们正在这个计划的。
Today we are in this plan.
所以以西结。
So Ezekiel,
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
在旧约的圣经的里面,
in the Old Testament,
他已经在预表上面把神的要的这个人的光景已经把它完全的展现出来。
In this type, he has completely manifested what God wanted on this land.
所以今天我们回头看他的经历的时候,
so today when we turn around and look at his experience,
每一个点对我们今天来都是重要的启示。
Each point is an important revelation for us today.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
以西结
Ezekiel,
不仅站在人子的地位上
not only he stands in the position of the Son of Man,
他不仅有 完整的意象
not only he has the complete vision,
他还需要圣灵在他身上的工作
he needs the work of the Holy Spirit upon him also.
我们知道在旧约的时代中
we know in time of Old Testament,
圣灵还没有降临
that the Holy Spirit hasn't come down yet.
所以那个时候被称作是耶和华的灵
So at that time, he was called the Spirit of Jehovah, Spirit of the Lord.
因为在旧约圣经的里面
because in the Old Testament,
神的灵还不能住在人的里面
the Spirit of God can still not yet be able to dwell with that man.
所以圣灵被称作是应许的灵
So the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Promise.
神老早就应许了
God has promised long ago.
啊，但是呢，因为基督还没有复活还没有升天
But because Christ has not yet resurrected, he has not ascended to heaven yet.
还没有得到荣耀
He hasn't gained glory yet.
圣灵还不能住在人的里面
So the Holy Spirit cannot yet dwell among men.
但是呢
Or within the men.
在以西结身上
But upon Ezekiel,
我们看见有七次的记载
We saw that seven times it was recorded.
神的灵在他身上有荣耀的工作
The Spirit of God has done glorious work upon him.
是神的灵把他带到实际的光景当中
It's the Spirit of God has brought him into that reality.
那么在旧约圣经里面
So in the Old Testament,
这个灵呢有两个不同的字
There are two different words used for the Spirit.
一个是手
One is the word hand.
还有一个字是风
And the other word is wind.
那么在以西结书里面最明显的说明就是神的手在他的身上。
So in the book of Ezekiel, the most obvious is the hand of the Lord upon him.
所以在以西结的身上手就是灵灵就是手。
So upon Ezekiel, the spirit, the hand is the spirit is the hand.
当然我们知道这个手呢就是为着什么为着行事的。
So we know this hand is for the purpose of work.
神要做工。
God will work.
那么圣经也告诉我们神要引导
And the Bible also tells us God will guide
神要救赎
God will save
神要保护
God will protect
神要改变
God will transform
神要叫万有都归服
And God will cause all things to come bow before him
所以这个手说明了神一个完全的工作
So this hand describes the complete work of God
感谢神
We thank God
今天神的灵也在我们的里面
The Spirit of God is within us
那么神的灵其实就是神的手
is actually the hand of God.
你知道神用他的手啊在带领我们
You know God is guiding us, leading us by his hand.
说一个人真正的侍奉
So a man who really serves, who truly serves.
他是受主的手的引导的
He is guided by the hand of the Lord.
只有在神手中引导的工作才是真正的侍奉
Only the work that's guided by God's hand is the true service.
说一个人侍奉主
So a man to serve God
必须注意神的手在他身上的工作
must pay attention to the work from the hand of God.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
当我们年幼的时候
while we are young.
我们不懂事的时候
when we still are ignorant.
知道神的手是我们最大的保护
This hand of God is our greatest protection.
我曾经看见一些父母
I have seen some parents.
他们在养育孩子的时候
when they are nurturing their children.
有的时候要给孩子喝奶，对不对
？Sometimes they would feed them milk.
我不知道你们会不会这样做。
I don't know whether you would do this.
这个做父母的人常常把那个奶瓶拿起来的时候啊。
And sometimes when the parent will hold out the bottle.
那么先滴几滴奶在这里。
And they will first drop a few drops on their wrist.
我没有结婚之前我也不懂。
And before I was married, I did not understand.
问他们你为什么这样做？
And I asked them, why would you do this?
他说我们要试试温度啊。
Because we have to test the temperature.
你不能把那很热的奶瓶就塞到婴孩嘴里去了，对不对？
You cannot hold a bottle that's filled with hot liquid and put it into the mouth of the baby.
这是父母的手先试过的。
It's the hand of the parent first would test it out.
有的时候为着孩子们洗澡。
Sometimes when you're trying to bathe the baby.
这个时候把孩子抱着。
Now one hand is holding the baby.
这个时候就先伸在水里面摸一摸。
The other hand would first test the temperature of the water.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
在我们幼年的时候
while we're still young,
神的手是我们的保护
the hand of God is our protection.
我们要知道今天我们所遭遇的一切环境神的手都在里面试过温度的
we know that all the environment we encounter today God's hand has already tested out the temperature.
我们要满心感谢我们的神
we need to give thanks to our God with all our hearts.
等到我们慢慢逐渐的成长
well, and then we still slowly grow up.
神在侍奉上引导我们的时候
while God guide us in our service.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们就要能够啊顺着神手的带领。
We must be able to follow the guidance of the hand of God.
我们这样才能做神的工。
And then we can do the work of God.
本来这个随灵而行啊。
And originally to follow the Spirit.
这是新约圣经中间重要的启示。
It's an important revelation in the New Testament.
其实呢，新约中间重要的启示就是神最原初的心意的启示。
Actually, the revelation in the New Testament is what come from the original heart of God from before the creation of the world.
以西结在旧约的时代中
in the Old Testament time, Ezekiel,
他不仅得到启示，知道将来有一天神要做一件荣耀的事。
Not only he gained the revelation that he know that God will do this glorious thing.
神在他的百姓中要除去石心，赐给肉心。
That God will remove the stony hearts among his people and give them the heart of flesh.
并且神要把他的灵赐给我们心灵。
And then God will give them a new spirit.
然后呢，让他的灵住在我们的灵里。
And that His Spirit will dwell within our spirits.
然后呢，我们就顺着这个灵，可以遵行神的旨意。
And then following the Spirit, we can do the follow the will of God.
遵行他的典章。
And follow His laws.
以西结在旧约时代中已经预先看见。将来在新约时代中主所要完成的救恩。
So Ezekiel already saw in the time of Old Testament what God is going to do in the New Testament time.
但是呢
yet,
神给他很大的恩典。
God has given him great grace.
他在旧约时代中就能够经历新约圣徒们所有的经历。
At the time of the Old Testament, he has already been able to experience what the saints will be able to experience in the New Testament.
他完全是一个随灵而起的人。
He's completely one who would follow the Spirit.
这七次的记载。
For the seven recordings.
让我们看见。
Allows us to see.
他的生活中。
In his life.
啊，是充满圣灵的。
It's filled with the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
以西结的这个经历是一个标准的经历
This experience of Ezekiel is an experience of that standard.
我因为没有开头呢把这七处圣经都读过
Because I didn't start by reading these seven places in the scripture.
因为我怕呢我整个读完之后呢弟兄姊妹们印象很淡薄
Because after I'm afraid that you will not have a deep impression if you read them all at the same time.
所以现在我开始读一段解释一段。
So I'll read one passage and then we'll explain one.
希望能加强弟兄姊妹们里面深刻的印象。
I'm hoping to create a deeper impression in brothers and sisters.
所以请你们打开以西结书。
Please open your books to the book of Ezekiel.
我们看在以西结书里面。
We see that in the book of Ezekiel.
第一次讲到神的灵。
The first time it mentioned the spirit of the Lord.
就是在第一章。
That's in chapter 1.
我们要读第一节和第三节。
We'll read verse 1 and verse 3.
当三十年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，看得见神的异象。
Verse 1 now. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, that I asked why I was among the captives by the river of Kabar, that the heavens were opened and I saw the visions of God.
这是约亚金王被掳去第五年四月初五日，在加勒底人之地加巴鲁河边，耶和华的话特特临到布西的儿子，祭司以西结。耶和华的灵，就耶和华的手降在他身上。
Verse 2, in the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiakim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kabar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him.
我们曾经讲过
We have talked about this.
这个意象是讲到耶和华的荣耀。
This vision is talking about the glory of the Lord.
今天这个荣耀在哪里呢?
Where is this glory today?
是在生命的里面。
It's within the life.
我们讲到在这个意象里面有四活物。
We say that in this vision it talks about the four living creatures.
有一个活的轮子。
There is a living wheel.
有一个活的宝座。
There is a living throne.
代表生命的特性。
It represents the characteristics of life and the work of the acts of the life and the power and the authority of the life. We know that when God gives man a vision, that is what God entrusts to man. So in this first vision, what did Ezekiel see?
把他自己荣耀的生命托付给他的百姓。
He saw that God has entrusted His glorious life unto His people.
这个托付说明今天我们要在我们的生活中要把它活出来。
What He's entrusting to us is something that we need to live out in our daily lives.
所以一个侍奉主的人
So for a man of service,
必须明白一件事情
must understand one thing.
侍奉总是生命的流露。
To serve,is an outflow of this life.
生命侍奉不是光做事情。
This service is not just doing something.
侍奉最大的意义一方面意义第一件是把生命流露出来。
The most important meaning for serving or service is to manifesting of this life.
如果我们所做的事情里面叫人摸不到生命那个就不是真正的侍奉。
If all that we have done will not allow others to touch upon this life, then it's not counted as service.
所以以西结在圣灵的开启中看见这个荣耀的事情。
So under the revelation of the Holy Spirit, Ezekiel see this glorious matter.
所以今天我们侍奉主的人，我们所有弟兄姊妹，我们第一个知道，我们应该把基督的生命的荣耀和美丽把它彰显出来。
So as brothers and sisters who serve today, we need to know the first thing for service is to manifest the glory of the Lord.
我们所有的行动都应该受到生命的约束。
All our action needs to be under the constraint of this life.
我们应当活在主生命的权柄底下。
We also need to live under this authority of life.
我们曾经讲过，这个生命的特性，它用个四活物来表现。
We know that the characteristic of this life has been manifested by these four living creatures.
这个都是我们的经历、啊。
These are our experiences.
每一个经历都能够把荣耀彰显出来。
Each experience will manifest its glory.
比方，我想我举一点例子说明。
Let me give you an example to explain.
啊，比方说，有的时候我们遇见仇敌的权势。
For example, sometimes we encounter the power of the enemy.
有些弟兄姊妹从他的生命中。显出狮子一样的尊严。
So some brothers and sisters will show forth this nobility of the lion.
他们不愿意向这些败坏的势力。
They will not bow to the evil power, the power forces.
多年以前
，many years ago，
我在新加坡听见一个弟兄的见证。
I heard a testimony from a brother in Singapore.
那么这个弟兄呢是在印度尼西亚做事。
And this brother works in Indonesia.
他在政府里面坐了一个很重要的位置。
He has an important position within the government.
这个位置是做什么的呢
？What is his position for?
就是管制所有的建筑。
He will be in charge of all the buildings.
所以你要建一个房子，你必须经过他批准的。
So if you want to build a house, a building, you need to have his signature.
哇，这个权力很大。
He has a lot of power in his hand.
当他坐在这个位置上的时候
And when he was sitting on this position,
有一次一个大财主
One time a really rich man
进到他的办公室
He came to his office
因为他有一个计划
Because he has a plan
一个大的商场
That he will build a big mall
他进来的时候
So he came into his office
就拎了一大堆的钞票
He brought with him a big pile of money
一下放在弟兄的那个办公桌上
And put it all on top of our brother's desk
他说：“你只要签准了，这些都是你的。”
As long as you sign to approve, all this is yours.
但是我们的弟兄真的是好基督徒啊。
Yet our brother truly is a good Christian.
他在这些试探引诱的跟前
，under such temptations，
他是表现像狮子一样的一个尊严。
He has shown forth the nobility of a lion.
他说：“你的这个图样是不合法，我不能签。”
He said, "Your blueprint, your plan is not legal. I cannot approve."
那个人说：“你不签吗？”
So that person says, if you don't approve,
你如果不签,
if you do not approve,
我可以叫你失去这个位置,
I can cause you to lose your position.
我们弟兄失去位置我也不签。
Our brother says, even if I lose my position, I cannot approve.
果然他就把更多的钱给他的上司。
And then he gave even more money to the brother's boss.
结果我们的弟兄就失去了这个职位。
And then our brother lost his position.
我们听见这个见证，心里很受感动。
We're very touched as we heard this testimony.
神的儿女今天生活在仇敌四部的环境里面。
And children of God, we are living in the environment is filled with our enemies.
当主的生命中这种的尊严显出来，像狮子一样。
When in the life of the Lord has shown forth like the lion.
这是耶和华的荣耀。
This is the glory of the Lord.
我在中国也碰见过这样的情形。
I've also encountered this in China.
有一个弟兄告诉我。
A brother told me.
他说呢，我们那个单位呢，要发一些的这个牌子啊。
In our work unit.
识别牌。
And that we're given these badges.
结果他们在识别牌上面呢，把它印上一条大龙。
And so they have printed an image of a dragon on his badge.
我们的弟兄坚决反对。
And our brother was very stubbornly refused.
他说：“你们如果印上，我就绝对不带。”
He said, "If you print this image of a dragon, I will not carry it. I will not wear it. I would rather lose my job."
感谢主啊！
I thank the Lord.
因为他站住。
Because he stood firm.
所以最后呢，是他的那些上司们妥协。
So in the end, his bosses compromised.
结果没有印。
So they didn't print that image.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我说这些事有的不是很大。
I have said these things that are not in very big matters.
但是我们必须把这个生命从我们的生活中把它流露出来。
But we must manifest this life from our daily lives.
这个才是真正的侍奉。
That is the true service.
当然这里还有牛啊，还有鹰啊，对不对？都是指着各方面不同的一些特性说的。
Of course, there's also the life of the ox and the eagle. This is referring to different aspects of the experience.
所以今天我们需要神的灵在我们里面开启我们。
So we need the Spirit of God open us up.
让我们看见主所给我们的生命是何等的生命。
So we can see how tremendous this life that God has given us.
我们要在我们的生活中把生命的特性把它显明出来。
In our daily lives, we need to show forth these characteristics of this life.
你只有活在这个生命的里面。
You can only live within this life.
你才会经历这个生命的能力，对不对？
Then you can experience the power of this life.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们是属天的百姓。
We are people belong to heaven.
我们今天呢是暂时在地上。
We are only here on earth temporarily.
我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
我们应当有一个荣耀的感觉。
We must have a feeling of that glory.
约翰到晚年的时候，
in the later days of John,
他看见神的儿女们，
he saw the children of God.
他们偏离了主的生命，
that they have walked astray from this life of the Lord.
他们注重工作，
they pay focus on the work.
他们注重知识，
they focus on knowledge.
注重教会外表的许多事物，
they focus on the outward things in church.
所以约翰有一个很深的负担，
so for John there's a deep burden.
约翰福音，
He wrote down the gospel according to John. He wrote down the epistles of John.
就是要把神的儿女们重新带回到这个生命的点上。
For the purpose of leading the children of God back to life.
我们的主耶稣基督在约翰福音十章十节用最简单的话告诉我们他来到地上的目的。
And the Lord Jesus told us in John chapter 10, verse 10, the simplest purpose that he has to come to this earth.
他说我来了是要叫羊得生命。
He says, I came to give life to the sheep.
并且得的更丰盛。
And a life more abundant.
说你如果问主说主你到地上来的目的是什么？
If you ask the Lord, what's the purpose of you coming to the earth?
他说我最大的目的就是把生命带给人。
And he said, my greatest purpose is to bring life to man.
请我们记得。
Please remember,
主为着把这个生命赐给我们，
in order for the Lord to give us this life,
主付上何等大的代价，
what a tremendous price that our Lord has paid.
所以今天你如果轻看这个生命的话呢，
so today you and I, if we despise this life,
我们就是得罪我们的主，
we are really sinning against our Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
所以神在这里给以西结一个很重要的看见，
God has given Ezekiel a very important insight.
看见这个生命里面所有的荣耀。
He sees all the glory in this life.
所以我们基督徒，
So as Christians,
我们必须活在这个生命里。
We must live within this life.
我们行走在这个生命里。
We walk in the life.
伏在生命的权柄之下。
We bow under the power of this life.
你知道主耶稣到地上来，他作为我们的一个代表。
You know, when our Lord Jesus came to the earth, He's representing us.
当他站在人的地位上的时候
when He's standing in the position of man,
他真是一直都活在这个生命的里面。
He is truly living in this life.
什么叫做四福音啊？
What does it mean, the four gospels?
四福音就是主耶稣基督站在人的地位上，把这个新的生命活出来的记录。
This gospel is the recording of our Lord standing in the position of man and living out the gospel.
主预先从他的身上告诉我们，这个生命是何等的生命。
And the Lord is foretelling us what kind of life, what a tremendous life this is.
因为日后神就要借着圣灵把这个生命放在信徒的里面。
Because in the time ahead that God will give this life to us through the Spirit.
所以当我们读四福音书的时候
So we read the books of gospel.
我们看见这个生命如何在主耶稣基督身上彰显。
We see how this life is manifested upon our Lord Jesus.
这一切
All of this.
今天都在那个生命的里面
It's all included in this life.
并且这个生命今天就在我们里面
And this life today is within us.
所以你读四福音书你不能只读一个客观的故事
So when you read the books of the gospel you cannot just read an objective story.
因为这些东西今天都在你里面
Because all these things are within you today.
圣灵要一点一点地带领我们
And the Holy Spirit will guide us bit by bit.
让基督所表现在我们身上也表现出来
So what's manifested from Christ today will be manifested from us.
所以这是一个何等荣耀的看见
What a glorious Insight.
我们觉得今天地上的教会
Today we feel the churches on earth
一个非常重大的偏离
A very important deviation
就是人不重视生命
That is men are not paying attention to this life
我们明明晓得我们得救时候得了个新生命
We know that we have this new life when we are saved
但是等我们得救之后呢我们还是我行我素照我们的旧生命在生命前
But after we are saved we still walk in our own way We just ignore that new life
所以这一直活不出神的荣耀来。
That's why we cannot live out the glory of God.
所以这是一个非常重要的看见。
That's a very important insight.
所以以西结
So Ezekiel
在圣灵神的手头一个带领底下看见这个生命中的荣耀。
In the spirit, in the hand of Lord, in the first insight, he saw the glory of God.
我们看第二个点。
Let's the glory of the life.
我们先看第二章，第二章的。
Chapter 2,
第一节和第二节
verses 1 and 2.
他对我说人子啊你站立起来我要和你说话。
And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet and I will speak unto thee.
他对我说话的时候灵就进入我里面使我站起来我便听见那位对我说话的声音。
Verse 2, and the spirit entered into me and he spake unto me and set me upon my feet that I heard him that spake unto me.
第三章
Chapter 3.
第十二节到十四节
Verses 12-14
那时灵将我举起我就听见在我身后有震动轰轰的声音说从耶和华的所在显出来的荣耀是该称颂的
Verse 12 Then the Spirit took me up and I heard behind me a voice of a great rushing saying Blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place
第三节我又听见那活物翅膀相碰与活物旁边轮子旋转震动轰轰的响声于是灵将我举起带我而去我心中甚苦灵性激愤并且耶和华的灵在我身上大有能力到14节
Verse 13 and 14 I heard also the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another and the noise of the wheels over against them and the noise of a great rushingSo the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit. But the hand of the Lord was strong upon me.
15节
Verse 15.
我就来到提勒雅毕住在加巴鲁河边贝鲁的人那里到他们所住的地方在他们中间悠悠闷闷地坐了七日。
Verse 15, Then I came to them of the captivity at Talabib that dwell by the river of Kabar, and I sat where they sat and remained there astonished among them 7 days.
在这里以西结经历耶和华的灵把一个极大的能力放在他的身上。
So here Ezekiel experienced that the hand of the Lord was strong upon him.
那么这个能力在他身上做什么呢
So what is this power doing upon him?
我们 从这个故事里面可以看见，乃是神的灵在控制以西结的情绪。
So from the story, we can tell that it is the Spirit of the Lord is controlling Ezekiel's emotions.
我们知道，我们侍奉主的人，我们有时候有情绪。
We know that we, as men of service, we would have our own emotions and feelings.
当他看见神的荣耀。
When he sees the glory of God,
看见以色列百姓光景这样的败坏，
and he saw the poor condition of the Israelites,
圣经说他里面就很激愤。
The Bible says that within him there is a heat.
这个激愤呢，原文的意思就是他灵里面开始发烧了。
And that means that he's feverish in his spirit.
我们知道侍奉主热心是好的。
We know that it's good to have a zeal to serve the Lord.
但是呢，不能灵里发烧。
But you cannot have a fever in your spirit.
我们需要有冷静的灵。
We need to have a calm spirit.
尤其在教会中，如果你负责一些责任的人。
Especially if you carry with you some responsibility in the church.
事情发生的时候。
When there are some things that happen.
别人可以激动，你不能激动的。
Other people can stir, but you cannot.
你一定要有个冷静的灵面对这些东西。
You must have with you a calm spirit to handle these things.
那么以西结跟我们一样是。是有血肉的人。
So Ezekiel is just like us with flesh and blood.
所以当他灵里面开始激愤的时候，
When he was stirred in the spirit,
神的能力在他身上，
The power of the spirit is upon him.
弟兄姊妹们，
The brothers and sisters,
在旧约侍奉圣经里面，
In the Old Testament,
我们晓得所有的祭司侍奉神都要懂得安息。
We know that all the priests, when they serve the Lord, they must know how to be at peace.
一个不安息的祭司是不能侍奉神的。
A priest that's not at peace or at rest, he cannot serve God.
如果我们把工作啊弄得个熙熙攘攘的，弟兄姊妹，那不是神的工。
We're stirring up all the work and make it very a lot of noises. It's not the work of God.
神的工作都是十分的安息。
All the work of God is in a calm way and at peace.
所以我有的时候在我们聚会里劝勉那些负责的弟兄们。
So sometimes in our meeting assembly, I encourage our brothers.
如果我们侍奉主，
if we serve the Lord,
我们里面有安息，
we have peace within.
证明这是神的工。
It proves that this is the work of God.
如果不安息，
if you're without peace,
证明是你的工。
It proves that it's your work.
因为你把事情抓到手里。
Because you're grabbing these things onto your own hands. You did not trust and entrust it to God completely.
我年轻的时候。
When I was young.
在侍奉中。
During my service.
有一件事情常常叫我里面很痛苦。
There is something that often caused pain in me.
就是我看见一些年长的侍奉主的人。
I saw some older people who served the Lord.
他们有很多很好的恩赐。
They have a lot of gifts, good gifts.
能发表神的话语。
That they can pour out the word of God.
但是你知道侍奉聚会里面的时候呢？
But every time when they come to the meeting of service,
争吵不休啊。
They kept arguing.
每一次侍奉聚会完都叫我们里面非常丧气。
After each meeting of service, when they get together, it discourages me.
所以那个时候。
So at that time,
主借着诗歌里面一句话给我很大的提醒。
The Lord has given me great reminder from a hymn.
那个诗歌叫什么？虽工作亦安息。
And the hymn says, even though you're working, you have peace.
神的工作。
The work of God.
的那个记号是安息。
The symbol of it is peace.
所以如果我们侍奉主的人，我们自己里面都没有安息。
As people who serve God, if we do not have peace with it,
你就想想看，整个侍奉会有安息吗？
Can you imagine, will that serve the ministry have peace?
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们必须让我们的情绪受到圣灵的管制。
We must allow our emotions and feelings be under control of the Holy Spirit.
所以在希伯来书第四章里面告诉我们，
In Hebrews chapter 4, it tells us,
做神的工。
To do the work of God.
要竭力进入那安息。
And you need to strive into that peace.
所以主耶稣在地上侍奉的时候，
When the Lord Jesus was serving on earth,
他就宣告说，人子是安息日的主。
He said, the Son of Man is the Lord of Sabbath.
你看我们的主在那个多么刺激，多么激动的环境里面，他非常的安息。
You see, our Lord, He's under such a stirred up environment, but yet He has peace.
虽然他有动怒的时候。
Even though He has the moments of anger.
啊，我们说他动的是义怒。
We said that He has the anger of righteousness.
所以侍奉主的人千万
不要随便发怒。
And so people who serve the Lord should never have to anger easily.
我也听见有人动了怒之后，他说我发的是义怒，那不是义怒。
And some people claim that their anger is the anger of righteousness. That's not always right.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
所以以西结告诉我们
，Ezekiel tells us，
在侍奉上。
Upon the service,
我们很容易受到周遭环境人事物的刺激。
It's easy for us to be stirred up by our environment and people and things.
你必须保持你自己在主面前的这个。
You must keep your peace before the Lord.
所以你看，虽然神的手在他身上了。
So even though the hand of the Lord was upon him,
他还是跑到那些人中间去了。
He still ran into those people.
在他们中间呢，悠悠闷闷地坐了七日。
He said there remained there astonished among them 7 days.
这就说我们有时候侍奉主这个情绪被激起来的时候，要把它抚平下去，还不太容易的。
It also explains that sometimes when our emotions are all stirred up and when you want to calm it down, it's not so easy.
所以我们必须学会了经常保持在主的同在里。
You must learn how to always dwell in the presence of the Lord.
愿神的灵在我们身上。
May the Spirit of the Lord
控制我们的情绪。
Control our emotions.
你知道有很多时候侍奉啊，这个失败。
A lot of times when we serve and we fail.
带进难处。
And it brings with it difficulties.
常常都是因为我们的情绪带进来。
And it's often because of our emotions.
所以这里呢，我只能简单的说啊。
I can only briefly say.
那么我们心中火热是好的。
It's good to have a zeal in our hearts.
但是你里面必须维持一个冷静的灵。
But you must maintain a calm spirit.
我们做不到。
We cannot do it.
但是主的灵可以在我们里面。
But the Spirit of the Lord will help us do it.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
圣灵是有大能的。
The Holy Spirit has with it mighty power. 今天
我们很多神的儿女呢
Today as children of God.
以为说呢神的能力最大就在医病赶鬼啊。
We feel the greatest work is casting out the evil spirit to heal.
但是你们知道吗
But yet, do you know?
在圣经里面给我们看见
In the Bible, it shows us.
神的最大的能力
The greatest power of God.
或者能力最大的表现
Or the greatest manifestation of that power.
是我们可以站立在神的跟前。
Is enabling us to stand before God.
你知道我们天然的人遇见神，你站立不住的。
You know, as natural men, we cannot stand before God.
你读圣经里面这些侍奉主的人。
You know, in the Bible, these servants of God.
每一次神显现，他们都是扑倒在地上。
Every time God appears, that they fall under, they fall down.
天然的人没办法站立。
The natural man cannot stand.
你看，就是圣洁像但以理。
You know, a holy person just like Daniel.
但以理呢，几乎在旧约圣经里面呢，我们很难找出他有什么缺陷的一个人。
In the Old Testament, Daniel is a person. It's hard to find fault with him.
很多人都觉得但以理是旧约圣经里面最完全的一个人。
A lot of people feel that Daniel is the most perfect man in the Old Testament.
所以但以理呢，可能自己心里面也有感觉啊。
And maybe Daniel can feel this in his heart also.
他的表现是完全美丽的。
And his appearance is work is completely beautiful.
但是但以理书第十章第八节告诉我。
But in Daniel chapter 10 verse 8 it tells us.
当主向他显现的时候。
When the Lord appears to him,
他就整个人扑倒在地。
And he fell on the ground.
他说一句很重要的话。
He said something important.
他说我一见神的面。
I see the face of God.
我的美丽就变成腐朽。
And my beauty has turned into wither away.
所以任何人也不能自夸在神的跟前。
So no one can boast before God.
不管你觉得你自己多美丽。
No matter how beautiful you may think.
因为你还没见到神呢。
That's because you haven't seen God.
你见到神呢。
Once you see God.
你才发觉自己是腐朽的。
And you find that you are nothing and dried up.
那么是神的手。
It's the hand of God who held him up and so he can stand again. That is the greatest power.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
我们看见神的手使以西结经历神的能力。
And the hand of the Lord can allow Ezekiel experience the power of God.
第三处。
The third place.
我们看第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3.
先读22节。
Verse 22.
耶和华的灵之手在那里降在我身上，他对我说：“你起来，往平原去，我要在那里和你说话。”
Verse 22. And the hand of the Lord was there upon me, and he said unto me, "Arise, go forth into the plain. I will there talk with thee."
26节。
Verse 26。
我必使你的舌头贴住上膛，以致你哑口，不能做责备他们的人。他们原是悖逆之家，但我对你说话的时候，必使你开口。你就要对他们说，主耶和华如此说，听的可以听，不听的任他不听，因为他们是悖逆之家。
Verse 26, and I will make thy tongue cleave to the roof of thy mouth, that thou shalt be dumb, and shall not be them a reprover, for they are a rebellious house. But when I speak with thee, I will open thy mouth, and thou shalt say unto them, that thus saith the Lord God, he that heareth, let him hear, and he that forbeareth, let him forbear, for they are a rebellious house.
这一处圣灵的工作，
Hear the work of the Holy Spirit.
让我们看见神的手在以西结身上是管制住他的舌头。
You see, the hand of the Lord is controlling the tongue of Ezekiel.
那他要不要说话
？Whether he need to speak?
是根据圣灵。
It's by according to the Holy Spirit.
因为他看见以色列这个悖逆之家。
Because he see this rebellious house of Israel.
啊，这个以西结。我们觉得他可能也是一个情绪的人，他就想要起来责备。
And we might see this Ezekiel as a, maybe an emotional person. He wants to rebuke.
跟我们一样，就是看见教会中的事情呢，我忍不住了，我们上起来就要讲了，对不对
？Just like us, we see something wrong in the church. We cannot hold back, and we have to say it.
但他正要讲，神叫他哑口，叫他哑巴变哑巴。
But when he just says, when he wants to speak, the Lord says that you be dumb, not open your mouth.
意思说神。说你不可以随着你己意来责备。
That is to say, you cannot rebuke by your own will.
啊，神说，我开你的口，你才能讲。
God says, I can when I open your mouth, then you can speak.
我们都知道，今天言语在神的教会中间是多么重要的一件事情。
We know our words are so important in the church of God.
而我们基督徒说话是多么需要受到管制的。
As Christians, our words, how much it needs to be controlled.
雅各书新约的雅各特别讲过这件事情。
In the book of James, in the New Testament, they talked about this.
一个人如果能在言语上完全，他就是完全人。
If a man is perfect upon his words, then he is perfect.
弟兄姊妹，我们的舌头是很难控制住。
Brothers and sisters, our tongues are hard to control.
我们就随便说话。
We speak by our will.
但是一个人要真正侍奉神的话呢
？For a man, in order for him to truly serve God,
你不可以随便乱讲话的。
You cannot speak freely.
我们的舌头必须要受到圣灵的约束。
Our tongue must be under the control of the Holy Spirit.
你看主耶稣在世上的就是这样。
You know, our Lord Jesus, when he was on in the world, that was like this.
父怎样说，他才怎样说呢
？However the Father speaks, he will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
主从来不随便说话。
Our Lord never speaks casually. Never.
我们看见门徒们也是一样啊。
We see the same in the disciples.
在四福音书里面呢
，In the books of the gospel,
他们都是乱讲话的。
They all speak according to their own will.
在主耶稣面前也乱讲话。
And they speak what they want before the Lord.
哎，有时候。责备他们。
Sometimes the Lord rebuke them.
啊，你看那个约翰跟雅各两个人。
Look at John and James.
经过撒玛利亚的村庄，人家不接待。
And they passed by the Samaritan, they did not receive them.
生气了。
And they were angry.
他们讲他是属灵的话。
And they were speaking spiritual words.
他说：“主啊，你要不要我们吩咐火从天上降下来，像以利亚一样
？”The Lord, do you want to ask the fire to come down from heaven and burn them, just like Elijah?
主说：“你们的灵如何？你们不知道。
”The Lord said, "You don't know how your spirits are."
乱讲话。
Don't speak.
彼得也是个乱讲话的人。
And Peter also the same way he would speak according to what he wants. But thank the Lord.
在五旬节以后
，After the Pentecost,
我们看见使徒们再起来的时候
，We saw that the apostles when they stood up.
他们就没有一个人随便乱讲话。
They would not speak freely according to their will.
所以在侍奉上。
You know, in their service,
这个言语的学习是一个大的学习。
The lessons of words, it's a major lesson.
我常常觉得在教会里面呢
，Oftentimes I feel within the church.
如果我们那些闲话少一点，教会就安息的多了。
If we have less gossips, then we have more peace in the church.
有的时候我们忍不住，我们的肉体在里面要发动。
Sometimes we cannot hold it back, and our flesh would stir up within us.
所以主说，我们的口连于我们的心啊。
So our Lord says our mouth is hooked up and linked up to our heart.
心里想什么，你口中就说出什么。
Whatever you're thinking in your heart, your mouth will speak it out.
问题是一个大的问题。
The matter of words is it's a major problem.
我有一次问年长的弟兄啊。
One time I asked an elderly brother.
我说为什么哈？你讲道啊，能够思路这么严谨。
So how can it be the case when you speak your thoughts are so strict?
并且呢，出口成章。
And then every word carry with it in an orderly way.
他说：“弟兄。”
He said, brother, you need to pay attention to the words you speak in your daily life.
我们的弟兄是有经验的。
Our brother has experience.
如果我们不能约束我们的口,
if we cannot keep our mouth under control,
我们就很难为神来说话。
It's very hard for us to speak for God.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
这里给我们看见圣灵, 神的手在以西结的身上,
you see, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the hand of God is controlling his mouth, his tongue. That's an important lesson in serving God.
第四个点,
the fourth point.
我们看第八章,
let's turn to chapter 8.
第八章,
chapter 8.
第一节,
verse 1.
第六年六月初五日, 我坐在家中犹大的众长老坐在我面前, 在那里主耶和华的灵手, 降在我身上。
Verse 1, and it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I sat in mine house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell there upon me.
第三节,
Verse 3,
他伸出仿佛一只手的样式, 抓住我的一揪头发, 灵就将我举到天地中间, 在神的意象中带我到耶路撒冷, 朝北的内院门口。
And he put forth the form of a hand and took me by a lock of my head, and the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heaven and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north.
那我们知道, 这一次圣灵的手,
we know that this time the hand of the Holy Spirit
带领以西结,
it brought Ezekiel
能够看见神百姓中间很多隐藏的恶,
it shows Ezekiel a lot of hidden evil deeds in the people of God.
我们知道这是一个透视的眼光,
we know this is a see-through insight.
因为当时在以色列百姓中隐藏着非常多可怕的,
because among the Israelites there are many things that are hidden and that are evil and frightful.
当然这是因为是在旧约时代中,
because of course this is in the Old Testament.
神做了一件很奇特的事情,
God has done something unique.
神呢抓住他一个头发,
God held on to a lock of his hair,
就把他带到了那个耶路撒冷去了,
and brought him to Jerusalem.
那么他在那里就看见了当时耶路撒冷城里面许多败坏的事情,
so he saw within the city of Jerusalem a lot of corrupted things.
我们知道今天在侍奉上,
we know that upon the service today,
能够拆穿仇敌的诡计,
that in order to see through the tricks of Satan and the enemy, show forth the hidden evil. That's important.
这个叫做从圣灵得到一个透视的眼光,
that is to see a transparent insight from the Holy Spirit.
他说看见的教, 看见神百姓中的难处, 不是浮面的难处,
he saw the difficulties among the people, it's not just on the surface.
他真正知道人里面的情况是怎样,
he truly see what's inside of man.
所以在启示录第一章里面告诉我们,
in chapter 1 of Revelation,
在人子的意象里面,
in the vision of the Son of Man,
那个人子的眼目如同火焰,
and the eyes of the Son of Man is like fire, like flame. It tells us there is something that can go through.
所以你看见在启示录二三章里面,
you see in chapter 2 and 3 of Revelation,
主对每一个教会都说, 我知道你。
And the Lord told each church that I know you.
人不知道, 主知道,
men may not know, but the Lord knows.
主的眼光是一个透视的眼光,
because the eyes of the Lord can see through them.
今天神也有时候把这个眼光放在侍奉人的里面,
sometimes God will give this sight to the man of service.
我们需要看见这些,
we need to see them.
你看见, 以西结看见那些长老们所犯的恶,
you saw Ezekiel see the evil deeds performed by the elders, and he saw what the priests did,
看见那些妇女们所犯的恶,
and the evil deeds by the women,
看见那些百姓们所行的恶,
and the evil deeds, abomination by the people of Israel.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道这个属灵的分辨力很重要。
We know it's important to have the spiritual discernment.
神所以这样做是为了拯救。
God did this for the sake of salvation. He wants them to be healed.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters, 在新约圣经里,
你也可以找到这样的例子。
You can find these examples in the New Testament.
不仅主耶稣在世的日子, 对他周遭的人清楚得很。
Not only when the Lord, when he was on earth, he was very clear about what's going on around him.
他们的动机意念, 主都清楚得很。
God knew their motives and their thoughts.
你看, 到了五旬节以后,
you know that after the Pentecost,
我们的弟兄有提到约翰使徒行传第五章,
our brother had mentioned Acts chapter 5.
当亚拿尼亚、撒非拉来到聚会里面的时候,
when Ananias and his wife came to the meeting,
你看见彼得因为圣灵在他里面所做的工，他有一个透视的眼光。
He saw Peter because of the work of the Holy Spirit within him, he can see through.
所以他做了一个很严厉的审判。
He has given a very strict judgment.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
今天仇敌把很多邪恶的东西带到神的百姓当中。
Today, the enemy has brought in many evil things among the people of God.
我们需要有一个透视的眼光。
We must have a sight that can see through.
保罗出来侍奉主的时候,
when Paul first came to serve the Lord,
你看有的教会的光景实在是充满难处。
You know that in some condition of the church is filled with difficulties.
你看见保罗写书信的时候,
you saw that when Paul wrote the epistle,
他对这些教会的光景非常的清楚。
And he was very clear upon the condition of these church.
保罗曾经说过,
Paul said,
我们并非不知道仇敌的诡计。
Said, it's not that we don't know the tricks of the enemy.
所以你看见加拉太的难处他很清楚。
So he knew what was wrong with the Galatians.
哥林多教会的难处他非常清楚。
He was very clear about the difficulties in the church of Corinth.
他针对他们的难处。
He was pinpointing their difficulties.
他给他们有非常好的教导。
He gave them very good teachings.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们知道圣灵能做这样荣耀的工作。
Today we know the Holy Spirit can do such work of glory.
今天教会中有很多负面的东西。
A lot of negative things in the church today.
如果不被显明出来的时候,
if it wasn't exposed,
我们知道那终归成为一个隐藏的难处。
We know it will become a hidden difficulty within.
所以以西结是一个侍奉主的人。
Ezekiel is a man of service.
神给他有这样的一个看见。
God has allowed him to have an insight to see through.
第五个点。
The fifth point.
我们看第33章。
Let's turn to chapter 33.
33章。
Chapter 33.
我们先看21到22节。
Let's first read 21, verse 21 and 22.
我们被掳之后12年10月初5日, 有人从耶路撒冷逃到我这里说曾已攻破。逃来的人未到前一日的晚上,耶和华的灵降在我身上,开我的口,到第二日早晨。 那人来到我这里, 我口就开了,
Verse 21, and it came to pass in the 12th year of our captivity, in the 10th month, in the 5th day of the month, that one that had escaped out of Jerusalem came unto me, saying, the city is smitten. Now the hand of the Lord was upon me in the evening, for he that was escaped came, and had opened my mouth until he came to me in the morning, and my mouth was opened, and I was no more dumb.
第30节到33节,
Verse 30 through 33.
人子啊, 你本国的子民在墙垣旁边, 在房屋门口谈论你。 弟兄对弟兄彼此说, 来吧, 听听有什么话从耶和华而出。 他们来到你这里, 如同民来聚会, 坐在你面前, 仿佛是我的民, 他们听你的话, 却不去行, 因为他们的口多显爱情, 心却追随财力。他们看你如善于奏乐、声音优雅之人所唱的雅歌，他们听你的话却不去行。看哪，所说的快要应验，应验了，他们就知道。
在他们中间有了先知。Chapter 33 verse 30. Also thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouths they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And though thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument, for they hear thy words, but they do them not. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them.
我们知道在这里，神的手把一个非常美丽的一个先知讲道的恩赐放在以西结的身上。
So we see here the hand of the Lord had put a very a beautiful gift of speaking as a prophet upon Ezekiel.
我们知道讲道的恩赐是来自圣灵的。
We know the gift of preaching is from the Holy Spirit.
我们在全本圣经里面呢
，in the whole of the Bible，
都很少看见呢圣经的话如何来形容一个人讲道。
We would rarely see in the Bible how to describe a man who would preach.
但是你看以西结的这个恩赐是多么美丽的恩赐啊。
But you look at this gift for Ezekiel, how beautiful a gift.
圣经形容说他讲道的时候啊。
The Bible describes when he preaches.
他说如善于奏乐、声音优雅之人所唱的雅歌。
It describes him as a very lovely song of one that have a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument.
弟兄姊妹，你有听见人这样讲道吗？
Have you heard one who would preach this way?
听人讲道，好像听唱歌一样。
When you hear a sermon or message being preached, that it was like somebody singing.
听美丽的音乐。
It's just like that beautiful music.
哇，以西结所得着这个恩赐，真是何等的美好啊！
What a beautiful gift that Ezekiel received.
我也听见一些弟兄们告诉我们。
I've heard some brothers who would tell me.
过去有一些侍奉主的人。
In the past, there are some people who serve the Lord.
他们真是有美好的恩赐。
They have these beautiful gifts.
他说每一次我们坐在那听到的时候。
Every time we sit there and listen to them preach.
他们有一个形容说的如沐春风啊。
They have a description, the term says they feel like the spring wind is blowing towards them.
哎呀，我是很羡慕。
I really desire that.
啊，我们今天讲到好像没有。这么样的一种的气势，一种的情形。
Today when we share a message, maybe we don't have that kind of atmosphere.
啊，以西结有这么美好的一个恩赐。
Ezekiel has such a good gift.
但是神说呢，你虽然讲的这么美妙，人家不听。
But God said, even though you're preaching in such a nice way, they would not listen.
但是你也不要灰心。
But do not despair.
你所说的一定应验。
What you say will come true.
神立他为先知。
God established him as a prophet.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们知道神在地上仍旧借着人说话。
We know today still God would speak to men through prophets.
感谢主啊。
But, thank the Lord.
主常常拣选那个拙口笨舌的人为他说话。
The Lord often would choose the ones who are ineloquent to speak for him.
我真的是一个拙口笨舌的人。
I am truly not eloquent.
我从小就不太会讲话。
Ever since I was little, I did not know how to speak well.
我小时候在家里，我哥哥们都笑我。
And when I was at home, my older brothers would laugh at me.
因为我讲话讲不清楚。
Because I wasn't clear in my speech.
所以等我长大以后啊。
So when I grew up.
我常常想，如果我要选一个职业的话呢。
And oftentimes I think if I was choosing a career for myself, I would be an engineer.
我宁可面对机器，不要面对人。
I'd rather face the machines rather than facing men.
因为一碰到人我就很紧张啊。
Because I get nervous when I'm faced with men.
本来就不太会讲话，那更紧张了。
I didn't know how to speak, and if I face with men, I get more nervous.
我甚至做梦也没想到有一天主把我拉出来叫我讲道。
I would never dream that one day the Lord would ask me to preach.
你都不知道我初出蒙恩的那几年多么的苦啊。
You don't know how much pain I suffered the first few years when I first
saved. 因为我这个人又是自觉感很重的一个人。
And I'm also a very self-conscious man.
所以就非常非常的苦。
I was in such suffering.
但是呢，神能用各样不同的人。
God can use all kinds of different people.
啊，我记得我年轻的时候，那么因为这个出来服侍主就一定要讲道。
And I remember when I was younger, I came out to serve the Lord, so I must share the messages.
Oh, 有一次很荣幸，一个乡下的教会请我去传福音。
One time I was really honored to be invited to a more remote area to preach the gospel.
一方面我很高兴，一方面我也很害怕。
On the one hand, I was very happy, on the other hand, I was very afraid.
所以我就早早的就开始准备。
So I started preparing for this way ahead.
我就看这些前面弟兄们他们怎么准备。
And so I saw the brothers ahead, before how they prepare.
那么 就先找个题目。
I find a subject to talk about.
找了题目之后呢，哎呀，祷告了半天，好不容易有个题目出来。
And then I pray for a long time. Then I have my topic to share.
然后就找圣经中有些的经文来跟它复合。
And then I look for verses in the Bible to match with it.
然后呢，赶快去读一些的故事书啊，找一些好听的、动听的故事啊，那么呢，给它配合一下。
And then I look for stories that can come and work with my message.
我就想我怎么开头。
And I'll how we start. 中间
这一段怎样
？And what I would say in the middle.
然后配一个故事进去。
And I will come and insert a story in there.
然后后面怎样？
And then what happens at the end? How would I conclude?
啊，我准备了四个月。
I prepared 4 months for it.
为讲这篇道。
To share this message.
哇，慢慢逐渐的，好像这篇道成型了。
And slowly this message is coming together.
啊，我就每天把它思想一遍。
So every day I will think through it once.
我恐忘记了，对不对？
Because I'm afraid I might forget.
就每天给它思想一遍。
So every day I will go through it once.
哦，到了快时间快到的时候。
So when the time is near.
我心里想，哎，现在我有了把握了。
And so in my heart I felt I'm more assured.
然后呢，我还祷告呢，我真的很认真祷告啊，天天祷告。
And every day I would pray about it. It was very serious.
这篇信息。
Lord, bless this message.
加上膏油。
Add anoint it.
要有生命。
It has life in it.
主啊，你要祝福他。
Lord, bless this. Bless it.
天天这么祷告。
Every day I'll pray for it.
哦，非常认真。
I was very serious.
我相信哈。
I believe that.
当然这是我的想象。
Of course, this is my imagination.
这主在旁边看着我，一方面觉得很有意思。
The Lord is probably watching on the side and said, this is interesting.
我想主可能也皱眉头。
And maybe the Lord is frowning a bit too.
你怎么这样讲道的呢？
Why do you preach this way?
但是呢，我刚出来什么经验都没有。
But that was my beginning of my service. I didn't have much experience.
我也没受过什么讲道法的训练。
I wasn't trained in the way of preaching.
也没有人怎么教导我怎么讲道。
Not many people would teach me how to preach.
我就这么凭空起来就讲道了。
How would I preach all out of nothing?
哇，好不容易把这个道啊。准备完。
And so finally I finished preparing for this.
那天我就坐着火车到了乡下去。
So that day I took a train and went to this remote village.
上了火车。
I got on the train.
非常的拘谨。
I was very rigid.
我说我要保守主的同在。
I have to keep the presence of the Lord with me. 我什么都不看。I don't look anywhere else.
闭着眼睛思想。
I close my eyes, I just meditate.
把这个道一遍一遍一遍的思想。
I repeatedly think about the message.
务必要求的每个点都不要漏掉。
So I cannot miss any single one point.
哪里晓得还有半个钟头快到站了。
And then there was half an hour and then I will reach my destination.
突然里面一个很清楚的感觉出来了。
All of a sudden a very clear feeling coming from within.
只是主在里面说话。
I know the Lord is speaking within me.
主说你不要讲这个。
The Lord said, don't speak this message.
你讲那个。
You say something else.
哈，我整个人惊醒过来了。
I was completely woken up.
我说主啊，不讲这个啊。
Lord, you don't want me to say this?
讲那个啊。
To share about that?
那个我根本一点都没准备，我也不知道甚至要讲什么。
I did not prepare to speak about that topic. I don't know what to say about it.
我说主啊，我还是讲这个吧。
Lord, just let me say what I prepared.
我这个比较有把握。
I have more confidence
saying this. 我准备了四个月嘛。
I prepared 4 months for it.
你在这个时候叫我换题目，我那个怎么行呢？
Now you tell me to switch topic. How can I do this?
哇，你要提恤我。
Lord, have mercy on me.
因为我是刚刚出来侍奉主，才二十几岁。
I'm only a beginner. I'm only in my 20s. Have mercy on me. I have no experience.
让我这么来一次吧。
Just let me do this time.
主说不。
Lord said no.
你要讲这个。
You need to say this.
我说不行，我一定讲这个。
I said no, I can't. I have to share about that.
那么主就对我说了。
So the Lord said to me.
好了，到底是你要讲道还是我要讲道呢？
So is it you who are speaking or me to speak?
那么你去我就不去了。
And the Lord said, if you're going, I'm not going.
啊，我说主你不去啊。
I said, Lord,
你不去我还行啊。
If you're not going, what am I going to do? You have to go with me.
主说好，如果我要去，
said, okay,
你要讲这个。
If I'm going, you have to say this.
那个时候我要懂得一点，知道要顺服神啊。
At that time, I start to know I need to obey the Lord.
哎呦。苦得不得了。
Oh, such pain.
我就对主说，主好，我愿意顺服你。
I said to the Lord, yes, Lord, I will submit to you.
我心里面想说，死就死吧。
And in my heart, I thought, I'll die if I have to die.
我就说主啊，到时候不是丢我的脸，丢你的脸。
Lord, you know, if that's the case it is, it's not me who's losing face, it's you.
哇，这个半个钟头很快就到了。
And so half an hour is quick, we got there quickly.
弟兄们呢，站在火车站上等我。
The brothers were receiving me in the station.
我说弟兄啊。
And they saw me and they greeted me, brother son.
啊，我的整个人是木的。
And I, I was kind of numb at that point.
他们过来拉我的手, 你好吗? 你好吗?
They grabbed my hand and said, how are you? How are you? I could not say, I cannot answer back.
啊, 上车, 上车,
and they told me to go in the car and drove me there. And because I was a little late in arriving, they arrived into the meeting place, they already started singing.
哎呦,
I said, Lord, have mercy on me, Lord. Why don't you let me do my own thing? And the Lord wouldn't allow me.
我坐在那里,
I was sitting there, they were all singing around me. I did not know what they were singing.
唱完了,那个弟兄就说,
after they finished singing, the brother and the and Papa say, oh, we thank the Lord, we have brother sons who will share with us today.
哇,那天我真是硬着头皮上去的。
Oh, that day I was going there with that topic is really strange to me.
但是弟兄姊妹你知道吗?
But brothers and sisters, you know that this gift is from God.
你如果愿意顺服神,
if you are willing to submit to God, God will be responsible for it. When my feet step onto the pulpit, I started to speak. Just like our brother said yesterday, he doesn't know where the word came from.
越讲越释放,
the more I say, the more free I feel. And I was amazed by myself what I was speaking. About. And the whole congregation was shocked.
哇,那天传福音那个效果好得不得了。
That day the results was great from sharing the gospel.
我下来说心里很高兴啊。
And when I came down, I was really joyful in my heart.
弟兄姊妹,我知道,
brothers and sisters, I know that.
我的手在训练我。
The hand of the Lord is training me.
你没有口才。
You don't have eloquence.
没有关系。
Doesn't matter.
有说话的是神。
Because the one who speaks is God.
所以从那天开始起,
from that day on,
我就能明白一点点,
I can understand a little.
一个人要真正的为主说话,
for a man to truly speak for the Lord,
你必须要好好的依靠主,
you must trust in the Lord in the real way. Because
主要讲道,
to share the message, to deliver the message is the Lord.
讲道是传递负担,
and to preach the, God, the message is to give the burden of the Lord. It's not to spread our own opinion.
所以今天神要带领他的仆人们,
so God will guide all the servants, all the men of service into such a condition. Of course, we thank the Lord. And so in my life, for 40-some years, I served the Lord. There are very rare that this will happen. Because the Lord is doing this for the purpose of training me.
If
it's like this all the time, then I cannot live anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so the Lord allows you to understand. Ezekiel, because the hand of the Lord is upon him, he became a very good ministry of words. Today within church, a lot of the good ministries of words, they come from the hand of the Holy Spirit. There is no hand of man can train for them. If you do not experience the Holy Spirit,
弟兄姊妹,难怪有很多人讲到,讲那个地步呢,就,枯干,
no wonder there are some people who preach the gospel to a point that they are dried up.
如果你在圣灵的手中,
if you are in the hands of the Holy Spirit,
一样,
you see this a living fountain. This is water. It's something that's living. It's not something dead.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
如果主有一天用你,
if the Lord use you one day,
要你为他说话,
therefore, for you to speak for him, you need to rely on the Holy Spirit within to go forth.
不需要害怕,
do not be afraid.
对不起, 我的时间不够了, 我, 我们快快讲,
excuse 第七个点, me for running out of time. The sixth point,
我们看第37章,
chapter 37,
37章第1节到第4节,
chapter 37 verses 1 through 4.
耶和华的灵降在我身上, 耶和华借他的灵带我出去, 将我放在平原中, 这平原遍满骸骨, 他使我从骸骨的四围经过, 谁知在平原的骸骨甚多, 而且极其枯干, 他对我说, 人子啊, 这些骸骨能复活吗? 我说主耶和华啊, 你是知道的, 还又对我说, 你向这些骸骨发预言, 说枯干的骸骨啊, 要听耶和华的话。
Chapter 37 verse 1, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about and behold, there were very many in the open valley and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
我们知道在这一个圣灵的工作里面
We know that in this work of the Holy Spirit
神让他的仆人看见也认识那个复活的大能
God allows his servant and to understand the power of resurrection
我们知道我们今天在地上乃是为主的复活做见证
We know that today we are on earth is to testify for the Lord's resurrection
感谢主以西结看见这一个
We thank the Lord that Ezekiel saw this
主耶稣就把那个复活的实际把它做成了
The Lord Jesus has accomplished the reality of the resurrection
然后门徒们经历复活的大能为这个复活做见证
So the disciples experienced the power of this resurrection and then they testify for it
今天我们的侍奉也是一样
The same way our service should be today
乃是要经历主复活的大能
We must experience the resurrection power of the Lord
那么这个复活的能力是圣灵引我们进入的
And this resurrection is the Holy Spirit who lead us into it
我们知道我们今天生活的环境
Today we know that our living environment
是一个充满死亡的环境
It's a surrounding that's filled with death
基督徒很容易就碰见死亡
It's easy for Christians to come in contact with death
啊，我常常有时候跟弟兄姊妹讲
Oftentimes I tell brothers and sisters
我们说呢，主耶稣呢，死了三天就复活了
We said the Lord Jesus was dead for 3 days and he resurrected
拉撒路死了四天就复活了
Lazarus died for 4 days and he resurrected
有的基督徒呢，一死几个月也不活
And some Christians would die for a few months and they won't come alive again
有的人呢，好多年都不活
And there are some people who would die for a few years
但是呢
But,
只要他里面有主的生命
as long as he has the life of the Lord
这个复活的生命终有一天叫他活过来
His life of resurrection will one day make him alive
我们要应当这个信心
We should have this faith
在我们自己身上我们要经历
Upon us we will experience ourselves
当我们遇见很大的困难难处的时候
When we encounter great difficulties
我们要求主用复活的能力覆庇我们
We ask the Lord to cover us with this power of resurrection
当然你长久在死亡里是个亏损的
Of course if you stay dead for a long time it's a negative for you
我们需要看见这个东西
We must see this
我只能简单的说
I can only briefly say this
我记得很多年很多年以前我在台湾一个南部的一个乡下地方传福音的开特别聚会
Many years ago in the southern part of Taiwan we had some special meeting
本来是对着一些学生们
It was for some students
那有一天早晨
One morning
我看见进来了一个人很特别
I saw a man who came in who was kind of different
那个头发这么长
His hair is so long
这个男的
It's a man
那个胡子还是那个胡渣子这弄也很长
And his beard was long
因为我知道在台湾南部有很多流氓。
Oh, I know that in the southern part of Taiwan there are many gang members.
哇，我想今天我们聚会里怎么来了个流氓
？And I thought, how would we have such a person in our meeting today?
他坐那两个眼睛瞪着我这样。
He sat there and he was staring at me with his eyes.
我心里有点害怕。
And I was a little scared in my heart.
但是我就在那讲。
And then I started sharing. And that time I was sharing on the topic of life.
And
talk about the power of resurrection there.
我讲完道之后啊,
After I finished sharing,
哇, 他就从后面跑到前面来找我来了。
And he made a beeline for me from the back of the hall.
看着我有点紧张。
I was a little nervous.
后来我发现呢, 他是带着眼泪来的。
And later I found that he was shedding tears.
他说弟兄啊,
He said, brother,
我死了三十年。
He said, I've been dead for 30 years.
今天我复活了。
Today I resurrected.
我感谢主把我带到这个聚会里。
I thank the Lord for bringing me here.
你死了三十年还能活。
Brothers and sisters, after you can live again after 30 years.
你只要里面有主的生命。
As long as you have the life of the Lord.
这就是复活的生命。
This is the life of resurrection.
今天我们的这是我们侍奉上的一个信心。
This is our faith for our service.
我们不是依靠我们的本事力量叫人活
It's not by our talent to allow men to live
乃是主的生命叫他活
It's the life of the Lord to cause him to live
我们要引发人里面的这个复活的生命
We should lead out this life of resurrection
所以什么叫预言呢
What does it mean to prophesy?
弟兄姊妹预言就是有灵感的言语
And to prophesy means to deliver the word of inspiration
如泉涌出的言语
And just like a fountain, a river growing up
这个言语能使人复活的
These words will cause them to come alive.
好，我想我们看最后一个点。
Let's look at the last point.
请看第40章。
Let's turn to chapter 40.
第四十章
Chapter 40,
我们读第一节和第二节就可以
Verses 1 and 2。
我们被掳掠第二十五年，耶路撒冷城被攻破后十四年，正在年初月之初十日，耶和华的灵手降在我身上，把我带到以色列地，在神的意象中带我到以色列地，安置在至高的山上，在山上的南边有仿佛一座城建立。
Verse 1, in the 5th and 20th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, in the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year, after that the city was smitten, in the selfsome day the hand of the Lord was upon me and brought me thither. In the visions of God brought he me into the land of Israel and set me upon a very high mountain by which was as the frame of a city on the south.
弟兄姊妹们，我们讲过。
Brothers and sisters, we talked about this.
这是以西结在五十岁的时候
This is during Ezekiel's 50th year.
圣灵的手在他身上所做一个最大的一个启示。
This is the hand of the Lord has done a greatest, given him a greatest vision.
这个启示让他看见了神的那座城。
This vision allows him to see God's city.
也看见神终极的目的。
And saw God's ultimate purpose.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
这个属灵的看见。
This spiritual insight.
可以说是一个革命性的看见。
We can say this is a revolutionary insight.
任何一个人
Any one person,
如果主把这件事情开启在他里面的时候
If the Lord opened up this thing within this man,
我们看见这件事情会颠覆我们生活侍奉中的所有一切主之外的事物。
We will see this one enable you to turn upside down in everything that's in your life.
你看见保罗的经历就是这样。
We saw that happen to Paul.
在大马士的路上。
On the way to Damascus.
当主向他显现。
When the Lord appeared to him.
把他历史以来荣耀的旨意启示在他的里面。
God revealed to him his many generation, his glorious
work. 对保罗来讲，这是一个革命性的一个看见。
For Paul, this is a revolutionary insight.
过去在他的心目中犹太教是高大的。
In the past, in his mind, this Judaism is great.
摩西是他的偶像。
Moses would be his idol.
但是这个启示进来了。
When this revelation came upon him,
就把他里面所有一切都推翻了。
That would turn over everything that's in him.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
这个看见非常的重要。
This insight is so important.
今天如果我们里面有这样一个看见
Today, if we have this insight within us,
我们对于地上的教会我们就是持有一个不同的眼光。
For the churches on the earth, then we will have a different view.
在教会历史上
In the history of church,
有很多弟兄姊妹被带到这样的一个光景的里面。
There are many brothers and sisters brought into such condition.
当他们看见神终极的这个完美的工作。
When they see God's ultimate work,
他们就真正的与神开始同工。
They could truly work with God.
他们所有过去的事情呢你看见有一个大的转变。
All the things in the past have been turned over.
请你们原谅我啊。
Forgive me.
我讲一点这个斯巴克弟兄的他的故事。
I'd like to tell you some stories about Brother Sparks.
我有一次在他的一个杂志里面看见他一篇小小的一个见证。
One time I saw in his magazine a very small testimony.
我们知道他从前是一个宗派里面的一个牧师。
We know that he used to be a pastor in one of the denominations.
他说那个时候
He said at that time,
他在那也很忠心的服侍。
He was serving faithfully.
因为他有很丰富的圣经知识。
Because he has a wealth of the Bible knowledge.
他带着查经班呢。
So he led the Bible study.
有很多人来听。
Many people came to listen to him.
他们也很喜欢听他讲。
And they liked to listen to him talk.
他自己以为也是蛮成功的。
He thought he was very successful.
他在那里也发热心。
And he was a great zeal.
一切看起来好像都觉得很不错。
Everything looked good.
但是他没有想到有一天
But then he wasn't expecting on one day.
圣灵在他里面开启他
The Holy Spirit opened him up.
看见基督
He saw the Christ.
看见神终极的目的
He saw God's ultimate purpose.
他说就在这个一夜之间呢
It's just overnight, he said.
他说我过去的所做那些如同儿戏
Everything that he did in the past as if they were games.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
如果你有里面这样一个开启
If you have this opening up within
you, 你就知道侍奉主是多么荣耀的一件事情
You will know to serve the Lord is such a glorious matter
今天如果我们看见了这一个
If we see this today
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们真的是把自己的命摆上去都是值得的
It's worth us to give us our life
我们感觉我们不配呀、啊、
We feel we are unworthy
神的荣耀太大了
This is truly God's glory, so great.
教会绝不是你我所想象今天地上的光景。
The church is not like what you see here on earth.
我们需要里面有这个荣耀的看见。
We must have this glorious insight.
否则的话呢，我们常常被局限在一些很小小的环境的里面。
Otherwise, oftentimes we are confined into these small pockets of situations.
开阔的一个看见。
May the Lord open us up.Expand us and have this insight. And then you have a new goal for your service. And you will know what you're doing. When we are young, we often encourage each other as servants and servants of God. As we serve the Lord, we need to know where to go. We must know where to lead the children of God. A lot of children of God, the servants of God, don't know where to go. They don't know where to bring to lead the children of God.
书所讲的瞎子领瞎子
Just like Paul says, the blind leading the blind.
这是多么可怕的一件事情呢
How frightening this is.
我们不能光发热心
We cannot just have a zeal.
不能说光做一点所谓基督教的事工
Or just saying doing something religious or Christian.
我们必须看见神终极的目的
We must see God's ultimate purpose.
这样我们的侍奉才具备有真实的意义在
And then we'll have a true meaning for ourselves.
所以这个看见是一个非常重要的一个看见
This insight is very important.
他看见神永世的计划
He saw the eternal plan of God.
并且呢，那个时候对以西结来讲是有很大的安慰
And also at that time it brought great comfort to Ezekiel.
有圣殿外表被拆毁了
Because the outwards of the temple has been destroyed.
但是神告诉他
But God tells him.
神主要建造这座城
The city that God's going to build.
一点的尺寸都不缺
And it cannot deviate from its any measurement.
是一个完全的一座城
It's a perfect, complete city.
样式也是完全美丽的
And the form is completely beautiful.
里面的内容也是伟大的
And the content, the substance is great and mighty. And what an insight.
所以我们求主赐给我们
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
主耶稣在世的日子
When the Lord was on earth,
他所以付上这么重大的代价
the reason he paid such a tremendous price
就是完成神的托付
is to complete God's entrustment.
以后使徒们起来也是这样
So later on, the apostles came up.
教会历史上一代一代的圣徒们
Generations after generations of saints in the history of church, they saw that. The glory of God.
他们跟随这个脚踪往前
They follow the footprints and they go forward.
今天巴望主的怜悯
Today may the mercy of the Lord
让我们能走在这条荣耀的路上
enable us to walk upon this way of glory.
祷告求主到我们里面
We pray that the Lord will open it up in within us, brothers and sisters.
这里不仅他看见这个荣耀的城的光景
Not only they see the glory in the city.
并且有一件事情呢是很特别
One thing that's special.
当我们读这座城的建筑的时候
When we talk about the constructions of the city.
我们都知道那个尺寸呐、啊，那个情况非常复杂
We know that the measurements are very, very complicated.
我读了几十遍我也记不住
I read it for dozens of times. I cannot remember them.
哇，很稀奇
It's amazing.
以西结啊
Ezekiel.
就这么一看见之后啊
He saw this one time.
他怎么能把这些记得这么清楚
How can he record it in such detail?
啊，他写下来的时候清清楚楚啊
He wrote it down clearly one by one.
这真是一个惊人的记忆力，对不对
This is amazing memory.
啊，我们知道主在西乃山上把约柜把会幕启示给摩西的时候
You know that upon the mount when Moses received the plan for the tabernacle
花了40天呐、
啊、It took him 40 days
但是这个时候以西结我们不知道他花了多少时间他居然清清楚楚地把这些都记住
We don't know how long it took Ezekiel but he recorded everything clearly
这是个惊人的记忆
This is an amazing memory
那么我们知道只等到了约翰福音的时候
We know until the time of the gospel according to John. We understand one thing.
这不是人天然的聪明。
It's not his natural talent.
不是天然人的好的记忆。
It's not his natural memory.
这是圣灵在里面给他的记忆力。
It's the Holy Spirit enabling him to remember.
你记得在约翰福音第16章
You know the gospel according to John chapter 16.
主说啊
The Lord said,
我要叫你们记起想起我对你们所说的每一句话
I will allow you to remember each word that I said to you
所以难怪约翰到了快100岁了
So when John was almost 100 years old
他回头写约翰福音
And he go back to write the gospel according to John
约翰福音的时候你有没有发现有的时候我非常的惊讶
And when you read the gospel according to John aren't you surprised
六七十年前跟随主的那个经历
The experience happened 60, 70 years ago.
每一句话他都记住。
When he followed the Lord, he remembered every word the Lord said.
啊，都没有一点点差错。
And there is no deviation from it.
约翰从来没说，哎呀， 当初主好像这么说的。
John didn't say, I think that's what the Lord said just then.
也许是这样。
And maybe it's this way.
大概差不多。
Maybe about it. You never read words like that.
耶稣说，耶稣说。
He said, Jesus said, Jesus said.
并且呢，我不要讲多。
I don't need to talk about a lot.
就是约翰福音第十七章主耶稣那个大祷告。
And just in chapter 17 of Gospel according to John.
你读好几遍，你恐怕还得记不住呢。
You may read it many times, you cannot memorize it.
那么六七十年前主耶稣的祷告，他能够一字不差的写下来。
The prayer of the Lord happened 60, 70 years ago. He could write it down word by word.
一个老人家怎么有这样的好的记忆力呢？
How can an old person with such amazing memory?
不是，这不是他。
It's not him.
所以这是圣灵的工作。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit.
今天我们要感谢主。
Today we need to thank the Lord.
我们的记忆力不好。
Our memories are failing.
圣灵在你里面。
It does not matter.
谢谢你。
The Holy Spirit will remind you. Follow the Holy Spirit.Paul is the same way.
保罗那次听见斯提凡在那里指责以色列人。
Paul heard that Stephen was rebuking the Israelites.
使徒行传第七章的一大篇的道。
Acts chapter 7, a big, a long sermon.
我相信保罗也没有速记，也没记下来。
I believe that Paul didn't make a note.
因为那时候他很恨这个斯提凡呢。
Because he hated Stephen at that time.
他怎么会记他的话呢？
Why would he record his words?
但是这篇话进到他心里边。
But these words enter into his heart.
多年之后。
Many years later.
当路加要写路。使徒行传的时候
When Luke was writing down the book of Acts,
保罗就清清楚楚地把那一天斯提凡所讲的道从头到尾一字不漏地告诉路加
Very clearly from the beginning to the end for that message that Paul has told to Luke.
感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord.
圣灵今天在我们的里面
The Holy Spirit is within us today.
这是何等宝贵的灵啊
What a precious spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and
sisters. 一个人如果尊重圣灵
If a person is respectful of the Spirit,
跟从圣灵,
to follow the Spirit,
他不仅能够知道怎么过基督徒的生活,
not only he knows how to live a life of Christian,
他也知道如何侍奉神,
he would also know how to serve God.
所以以西结,
so Ezekiel,
在旧约的时代中,
in the time of Old Testament,
他已经把一个侍奉神的人随灵而服侍的光景把它整个说明出来。
He has already completely told a man of service how he would serve according to the Spirit. That kind of a picture presented to you.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
侍奉主是荣耀的。
It's glorious to serve the Lord.
如果主今天能用我们
If the Lord can use us today.
那是神给我们极大的恩典。
That's an ultimate grace that God can give to us.
也是极大的怜悯。
It's a great mercy too.
我们知道主回来的日子非常的迫近。
We know the day of our Lord's return is very close by.
主还留我们在地上。
The Lord still kept us on earth.
主把机会仍旧摆在我们的手中。
The Lord is still giving us these opportunities in our hands.
愿主借着以西结书对我们说话。
May the Lord speak to us through the book of Ezekiel.
让我们能握住眼前的机会。
So we can grab onto the opportunities now.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
借着神的灵。
Through the Spirit of God.
进入实际。
Enter into reality.
做一个真正好的侍奉主的人。
To be a true, one good service of servants of God.
让我们的见证在各道各处的聚会里面都被维系起。
So God's testimony would be sustained and upheld in churches, assemblies everywhere. May the Lord bless His own words.
我们请低头在这里祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，为着你所赐给我们的恩典。
Lord, for the grace that you have given us.
我们不知道如何来感谢你。
We don't know how to thank you.
这个实在是大过我们所能想象。
It's greater than what we can imagine.
今天你把我们摆在一个何等样的地位上。
Today you have put us on a tremendous place, position.
主啊，你是因你的荣耀拣选我们。
It's by your glory you have chosen us.
你要让你的旨意成就在我们这些人身上。
You accomplish your will upon us.
所以你从圣经里面。
So from the Bible.
看见美好的榜样
You allow us to see these great examples.
你让我们看见你自己如何完成这一个
You allow us to see how you will accomplish this.
你让我们看见你借着圣灵要把这个做在我们的身上
You allow us to see how the Spirit will accomplish it upon us.
主啊，愿我们里面醒悟过来
Lord, may we wake up within.
愿我们有愿意的灵把自己交在你的手中
May we have a willing spirit to place ourselves in your hands.
愿你在我们身上成就你自己的旨意
May you accomplish your will upon us.
我们为了过去年日
For the days past,
对你的亏欠
the shortchanging that we have
for you. 求你赦免我们
May you forgive us.
主啊，给我们里面荣耀的盼望
Lord, give us this hope of glory.
主啊，
Lord,
愿你的旨意快快地成就。
May your will be done quickly.
愿你的国度快快地降临。
May your kingdom come quickly.
愿我们有好的光景迎接你的再来。
So that we can receive your return in a good place.
谢谢你与我们众人同在。
We thank you for your presence.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
对不起，用太多时间。
Apologize that we extended the time.